Episode 45, entitled Be Still, The Healing Aspect of Living with Trauma. What does it mean to be still? Being still means without movement, without speech, calm, peaceful, and serene. When I think of stillness, I like to think of the act of eliminating busyness and distractions. In Psalm 46:10, God tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." To know means to be aware of through information and observation. And for us to know something or someone, we must spend time with that person or learn about that topic. If we want to know God, we must quiet our spirits, stop the striving, the distractions, the busyness, and do what is required to be in a relationship with Him. If we want to heal from trauma, we also need a stillness to exist. This stillness required from healing helps us to know about our mind and body connection. And it can only happen when we purposefully have two things. Those two things are time and space. When we are busy every minute of the day, we don't have time to know our bodies. Our bodies reveal the secrets behind our feelings and our emotions. Recently being about 3 months ago, I started working a full-time job. And after a month, I realized that I needed to tweak my schedule for the weekend. I had to block out 3 hours on my weekend mornings in order to make sure that I could continue having my time of stillness. Without this time, it is difficult to gain clarity. Before working full-time, I had more time and space for this stillness to occur. And now, since my schedule has changed, I must be more intentional about giving myself margin. Right before starting work, I had a traumatic event to occur, along with learning new things at work and relearning how to drive after 30 years. My brain went on overload, and I was exhibiting ADHD-like trauma symptoms and having a hard time focusing. I knew that it was only a matter of time till the emotional effects of this event would come out. My system had to be relaxed enough with stillness, have time and space to go through the steps of processing everything that had gone down and allow myself to grieve. The first symptom that was exhibited was that of nausea. I knew immediately that this was grief kicking in. And how did I know it? Well, about 4 years ago, when I was living at my previous residence, I became very nauseated one evening after eating. And it was like one of the worst cases ever. I thought that I was possibly coming down with the flu or some type of virus. And it was also during this time that I had not begun to process any of the traumatic events that had occurred in the previous 3 years. My system was on emotional and mental overload. All of a sudden, before I knew it, I ended up regurgitating 3 to 4 times. In between each time, I felt like I needed to cry really hard. And this is how I was able to make the connection between the nausea equaling grief needing to be released from my body. And at the time, my son asked me, "What did you eat that made you so sick?" And I told him that I realized that it had nothing to do with the food that I ate. And when I told my therapist about what happened, she said, "Yes, this is definitely physiological." Another symptom that occurred recently is where my lips started to become numb. I knew immediately that this represented anger that I needed to work through. And once again, if I had not had the time within the last few years to process some of the trauma, the time and the space, I would not have had a clue of what was going on. And I probably would have gotten myself all worked up and anxious and in a vicious cycle of perpetuating the problem. I was then able to, when I was feeling this numbness recently, go to God and ask him, "What is this anger about? Is it just this traumatic event or something else along with it?" And having my time of stillness and space for reflection allowed me to get to the root of the problem so that I could start healing from it. That anger had been coming out sideways for about 2.5 weeks. Music is one of my main go-tos for enabling me to be able to process trauma. And so when I added more music into my alone time and space, I gained even more wisdom and discernment and direction, along with being able to release the grief from my system through crying heavily. Changes are good. However, changes are only fully embraced once the old has been grieved. I notice myself when I have new changes, there's a little bit of apprehension and a little bit of frustration. Then I'm welcoming it with open arms. And then the anger will kick in because I have not gone through the grief of releasing the old. And all of the would haves, the should haves, and the not anymores have to be grieved. If you're having problems healing from trauma, we can ask ourselves if we're allowing ourselves the time and space of sitting in God's stillness and doing nothing, or reading self-help books, but allowing ourselves to be still in the moment. The pain, the loneliness, and the loss have to be grieved. I don't want to mislead you. There will be pain in this process, and there's no way to get around the pain. And I promise you, if there was, everybody would be signing up for it. There is God's grace, his mercy, and presence there, and is very much needed. It is also in this stillness that our minds, our bodies, soul, and spirit will be able to begin to reveal the answers to our questions. It will help us to lead the way and or continue our journey to a life of thriving. First, try starting off with 1 hour of lying down without any distractions and see if you can notice the difference of what this new stillness brings. And you will probably feel very uncomfortable and perhaps unsettling at first because you unsettle. You will want to quickly fill your time up with busyness. That unsettled feeling will perhaps make you feel off balance. You might even feel ungrounded. But your system needs to be able to be in the stillness of God and in a relaxation mode in order for you to be able to feel. And this is when we can get to the root of our issues along with the help of a therapist. I hope that episode 45, Be Still, the healing aspect of living with trauma has been beneficial to you in some type of way. And if healing our brokenness is making a difference in your life, please leave a review on iTunes, tag a friend, and give a shout out on social media. God bless, and I hope that you have a wonderful week.
He gave more than I could have known. He turned those valleys into places to learn instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without his grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? How would I have seen what he had in store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross high again? The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refines. Change. I've seen the lights.